Welcome to the Purpose to Service podcast, a weekly show for women entrepreneurs who are ready to package up their knowledge and build a thriving service-based business that fuels the life they desire. I'm your host, Alicia Robertson, and through this show, I share real-life advice, my proven strategies for building your personal brand and gaining more clients, and I chat with other incredible women who are not only crushing it in their industry, but also building their business with intention. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional, every week we dig deep into how you can leverage what you know and make a bigger impact through your content, make more money, and build your coaching or service-based business on purpose. Let's dig in. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Purpose to Service podcast, or if you are watching this on YouTube, I guess welcome back to the Purpose to Service show. Yeah. Okay. So last week I told you guys that I was going to be doing a two-part episode. So last week I talked about my journey over the past 9 years and kind of how I went from being a small like jewelry shop owner who had no clue what she was doing to now a coach who still doesn't really know what she's doing, but has at least a lot of experience with building a successful business under her belt. So this week I wanted to just talk about the lessons that I've learned over the past 9 years. Now, I tried my best not to make these lessons sound like super like small, I guess you could say, or super typical. I will say that I tried my best not to make this the tips in this episode sound like really just, oh, like that's dull advice. But a lot of the advice I feel like that we kind of look over as like, that's not strategic enough or that's obvious, you know, advice. I think a lot of that we end up looking over, but those are actually the things that really help us succeed in our business. So I try not to make, you know, these tips like to be very vague or just very typical, but honestly, these are things that I have actually learned in the past 9 years and have really helped me to mold and shape my business into what it is today. So I hope you guys get a lot out of it, but let's go ahead and dive like right into it. So the first tip or the first thing that I've learned would be you need a deeper reason behind why you're doing this, because trusting the process is not going to be enough. So trusting the process sucks. And I think that's the one thing that many people don't tell you when you get into entrepreneurship. They're just like, trust the process. All things happen for a reason. I promise you, you know, you're going to, if you stay consistent, you are going to get to where you want to be. And like all of that is true. All of that sounds good. But the one thing I wish somebody would have told me was, Alicia, trusting the process sucks. And you are going to have so many days where you're like, screw the process. I'm over it. I don't want to do this anymore. But what has kept me going over the past 9 years is the fact that I didn't want to be in a job that made me feel like crap. So last week I talked about how the last full-time job I had, I ended up burning out. I ended up having a really bad panic attack while I was in there. And that's one of the things that made me realize I struggle with anxiety. And I knew that I didn't want to go back to feeling like crap. And I didn't want to go back to being in that position. And for me, I always had it in my head that if entrepreneurship didn't work, then that was my only other option. I don't know if that's true or not, but it is what has kept me going over the past 9 years. So that is what I've leaned on. I also truly believe that what I have learned over the past 9 years about both business and life is meant for me to impact someone else. I remember telling someone that I felt like my journey has been harder than others. And while I'm sure that's not true at all, I feel like I have gone through those hard moments and I've failed and really hit rock bottom, because what I am supposed to learn from that, I am supposed to then use to impact you guys, to help change your life, to help to give you a better perspective on life and to make sure that you're not making the same mistakes that I once made. So I fully believe that I was meant to go through all of that for you guys. And I know, again, you're like, okay, girl, but that is the God honest truth. I really do feel like that. And I feel like if I were to quit now, if I were to give up now, then I would be doing a disservice to you and you wouldn't get what you would need in order for you to be able to move towards your goals. So that is like the deeper reason behind why I do this. I don't like to be uncomfortable. I don't like to experience pain. I don't like to experience failure. So honestly, if it wasn't for those things, I would have chucked the deuces at entrepreneurship a long time ago. But that is what keeps me going. And you really do have to believe in something big that you care deeply about. So a message, a purpose, a person, a something to really hold on to and to make sure that you are focusing on that versus focusing on the hard parts of entrepreneurship. Because the hard parts are going to come. Like, there is no avoiding the failures. There is no avoiding the tears. There is no avoiding the nights where you're like, again, screw the process. So find that one thing that is big enough to focus on, that is worth actually putting your energy into, and let that be the thing that you kind of put your eyes and you set your eyes on versus how hard it is. So the second thing that I have learned is to pivot when necessary, but don't give up too quick. So in last week's episode, I shared the different pivots that I had to make in order to get to where I am now and how I haven't been really afraid to pivot if it meant that I was going to get stuck. But one of the things that I've noticed when we talk about pivoting or making changes is that we often use, oh, it's time for me to pivot when things get too hard or when our first failure launches. The first thing it's like, oh, well, I'm pivoting. I don't want to do this no more. It wasn't meant for me. Or, you know, this is too hard. Must not be meant for me to be an entrepreneur. I'm about to change. I'm going to go, you know, raise cows or something like that. There is absolutely nothing wrong with pivoting when it is necessary, but I have also made the mistake of giving up too quick. A lot of times when it comes to running your business, when it comes to marketing a new product, when it comes to putting a new product out there, when it comes to figuring out entrepreneurship as a whole, we think because things aren't going our way immediately that they must not be for us, but that is not the truth. Maybe we just haven't stuck it out long enough. Maybe we haven't really given it our all as much as we think we have. Maybe we need to make some small changes and small pivots, which are okay, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we need to give up on it as a whole. So definitely pivot when necessary, but don't give up too quickly to where you're not even giving your offers or your audience or your business enough time to gain traction before you're on to the next thing. So the third thing that I have learned is marketing is just repeating yourself over and over again. Don't let it stress you out too much. And I know some of you marketing gurus are going to be like, Alicia, I cannot believe you just said that. But that's really all it is. And that is my way of simplifying marketing. Before I really got a good understanding of what marketing was, before I hired a coach, I thought that marketing meant that I had to spend thousands and thousands of dollars in order to get it correctly. I thought that it would have to be complicated and that I would never gain, you know, any type of like traction with it. I made it out to be this big thing that I felt like I had no control over, when really all marketing is sharing what you do and who you help and the problem that you solve, finding different ways to share that message and that solution to that problem over and over and over again in different ways. That is all marketing is. And when we think of marketing as something that we either need to have a large budget for, or something that we just is just too big for us or bigger than us, then that's when marketing starts to stress us out, and then that's when we don't do it. So stop thinking of marketing as just this big thing that we can't control, and think of marketing literally as just finding different ways to repeat yourself over and over and over again. Like, that's in the simplest form, that's really all it is. So don't let it like bother you. So number four, get very, very clear on your one thing, your one person, the one problem you want to solve, and your one offer. I am going to beat this into y'all's brains until you start to believe me and actually start to take action on this. So the biggest thing that I have learned over the years is niching down is important. Even if you feel like you're multi-passionate, even if you feel like you're multi-creative, or whatever, there is still an opportunity for you to get very clear on the one person you want to help, the one problem you want to help them to solve, and the one offer that is going to help them to solve that. Now, I will say that this is going to change. Over the past 9 years of being an entrepreneur, I have probably helped every single person on this earth with my brand. At some points, I was helping whoever would be willing to pay me. At some points, I was very clear on who I wanted to change, who I wanted to work with. And then a year later, that completely shifted or changed. I think one of the fears that comes out of getting clear on our one thing is that we feel like we have to be stuck in that one space all the time, and that we can never change target audience. We can never change the problem we want to solve. We can never launch another offer ever again. And it's just going to be stuck in this season of just doing the same thing over and over again. But it doesn't have to be that way. I think it's definitely going to take some iterations. It's definitely going to take some changing. It's definitely going to take some digging deeper into who it is that you want to help. But that doesn't mean that you are stuck helping these people with this one offer and this one problem for the rest of your life. This is just like a starting point for you to get clear on, in this moment, this is who I help and how I want to help them. My very first business was selling jewelry. I had no purpose for selling jewelry, but as soon as I rebranded that company and I got really clear on the one person that I wanted to help, or one person I wanted to target, the one problem I wanted that jewelry to solve, and the one offer, my jewelry, that I was going to put out there, that's when I started seeing consistent sales come in. That's when I started to see real traction in my business. And that's when it became, you know, an actual business and not just an expensive hobby. So I'm telling you, no matter what your industry is, I know this podcast is geared towards like coaches and service providers, but get very, very clear on your one thing, your one person, the one problem, and the one offer you want to solve. All right. Number 5 is therapy is a necessity, even if you don't think you need it, and even if all you have to talk about is business. Running a business is hard. It is mentally draining. It can feel suffocating. It can feel lonely. It can feel like you're constantly on edge. I can keep going on and on of symptoms of running a business. And it really does take a serious toll on your mental health. So one of the best things that I have ever done in my business, and I hate that I only waited until recently to get serious about this, was going to therapy. Even if I felt like all I had to talk about was business, therapy is my space for me to be able to vent and talk about business and talk about what I'm doing and what's not working and how frustrated I feel without any judgment, without anyone looking at me like, girl, you crazy, or without potentials of like disrespecting a client or disrespecting a colleague. Like, that is my space where I can go in and feel like myself and feel like I can share whatever it is I need to get off my chest or off my heart or off of my mind in a space where there is no judgment. Y'all, entrepreneurship is hard and it weighs down on you. There is so much pressure for you to be all things often to all people and make sure you have everything handled, and you're wearing so many different hats. And there is only so much that one person can handle. Like, there's only so much one person can handle at a time. So if that means that you need to go to an outside source to vent or to talk about how business sucks, even if you don't need it, you never know how much your past life, how I'm realizing now how my child, things I experienced in my childhood are now affecting how I run my business. Like, those things are important for you to like dig into, you know, in order for you to be able to move forward and get to where you want to be. So I know I have like, I think I have 9 like lessons I've learned here, but number 5, this one about therapy, is by far the most important. If you have the means, if you have the capacity, please, please, please go see a therapist, even if you don't feel like you need it. All right. The 6th lesson that I have learned is to watch who you tell your goals and dreams to. Now, I actually learned this from my mama when, you know, we were younger, but entrepreneurship really sealed the deal for me. There will be people out there who, unfortunately, won't be as excited about your goals as you are about your goals. There will be people who can never fathom going after some of the things that you are currently choosing to go after. So therefore, they will project their negative energy. They will project their fears back onto you simply because they can't imagine themselves doing it for themselves. So you really do have to watch who you tell your goals and dreams to. I know you're excited. I know you love what you do. I know you're like, I'm gonna tell the world that I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and I'm gonna make this happen for myself. I know you're excited. But you can't tell everybody that because not everyone is going to speak life into you. Not everyone is going to be excited for you. Not everyone is going to support you in the way that you feel like you want to be supported and in the way that you deserve to be supported. There will just be some people out there who are so stuck in their own lack and their own small thinking that they can't be excited for someone who is taking this huge leap of faith into running their own business or, you know, growing their business. So just watch who you tell your goals and dreams to. And this also leads me into my seventh lesson, which is get some people who you can tell your goals and dreams to. Over the past 9 years, I have made so many incredible relationships with a lot of women that I have yet to actually meet in person. It's wild. I have business friends that I have been talking to for the longest who know all about my goals, who know all about the things I want to achieve, who I have, you know, talked to and vented to over the past 9 years that I have never met in person. And, you know, that's not to say that you have to go meet strangers on the internet. You know, I also have my best friends who support me. I also have my family who support me and who are willing to listen to me. I have my husband who supports me. I have those people. So no matter if you have to go find strangers on the internet who are going to congratulate you or if you just have to turn to your friends who are in your circle, you need people. You need people who you can tell your goals to, who you can tell your dreams to, who are going to hype you up, who are going to congratulate you, people who are going to share your work, who are going to recommend you to other people who are needing your services. You need those people in your life, whether it be like in my case where I have friends and family, but I also have mastermind groups that I'm in. I have like my business besties that I talk to every week that I can, you know, go through this process with. You need some people. Stop being shy. Stop trying to do it all yourself. Stop trying to act like you don't need nobody and get you some friends, girl. Like, get you some friends who you can talk about this to. And if you are looking for that community, of course, shameless plug, we would love to have you in the Purpose to Service Academy, which is our community for coaches and service-based entrepreneurs. So I'm just letting you know, it's a good space to be. All right. So our ninth lesson here is that real progress happens to those who are consistent. So any time in the past 9 years of my life that I have had great success, that I have made a lot of money, that I have gotten new clients, it has been because I have been consistent. Consistently consistent. And I mentioned in last week's episode how when I first started getting on clients, like back to back to back, it was because I was showing up every single day. I had a new blog post going out every single day. I was hopping on social media every single day, sharing things. Like, I was consistent. I was constantly putting myself out there and reminding people of who I was and what I do and what I had to offer. And that is how I was able to keep bringing in new clients back to back to back to back. Now, I'm not saying that you necessarily have to go record a new podcast episode every day or create a new blog post every day, but I am saying those who are the most successful, those who see real progress, just so happen to also be those who are hella consistent at what they're doing as well. So I promise you, every single time in the past 9 years, I have had a win. I have made good money. I've gotten a new client consistently. I have been able to justify and raise my prices and actually get people to pay those prices. It has been because I have been hella consistent. So whatever it is that you're on, whether you're marketing on YouTube or creating content on your podcast or your blogging or your own social media, keep showing up. I will promise you, I will take this to my death with this. You have to stay consistent if you want to see real progress. And whatever consistency looks like for you. Now, showing up once a month is probably not going to be enough. But I'm not necessarily also saying that you have to show up every day. You really do not need to find a good rhythm that works for you, that works for your clients, and keep showing up and providing value. All right, so my ninth lesson that I have learned over the past 9 years is don't invest in anything that you are not going to implement immediately. So I am someone who loves to learn. And the bad thing about that is that when I see a nice course or ebook or book, you should see my bookshelf, that I'm like, ooh, I want to learn how to do this, I immediately go and buy those things, even if I know good and well at the time I don't have time to go through this course or I don't have time to read this book. But because I want to learn how to do that thing in the future, I go and invest all of my money into those resources right now. And one of the things that I've learned over the past few years is, one, if you're trying to work on too many things at one time, if you're trying to learn too many things at one time, nothing is going to get done. But I also learned that you need to focus on one thing. So right now, if my one thing is getting new clients, anything that I consume, anything that I learn, anything that I invest in needs to help me to reach that goal that I currently have of getting new clients. Not something that I would like to do down the line in the future, and not something that I may or may not be interested in years from now or months from now or even weeks from now. Investing in things that you know that you're going to implement immediately so that you can go ahead and, you know, put in the action, make back what you put out, and actually start seeing some real progress. I don't want you guys to get caught up in buying all the courses, hiring all the coaches, doing all the things, but you're not actually implementing what you've learned. And I say this from a place of experience and love, because I have spent a whole lot of money on things that I still have yet to touch. So if you are going to invest in anything, don't do it until you know that you can learn from it and implement it immediately. All right, you guys, so those are the 9 lessons that I have learned over the past 9 years. If you have any questions, if you have anything you want to add, if you're watching this over on YouTube, definitely leave me a comment below and let me know. If you're listening to this on the podcast, then you can shoot me a DM over on Instagram. I'm at the Alicia Nicole. And again, like, I cannot believe this has been 9 years. And I'm pretty sure once I publish this episode, I'm going to think of some other idea or lessons that I've learned. But I'll be sure to share those with you guys as well over on Instagram. But in the meantime, thank you, thank you, thank you for those who are here, who have been listening to me, who have been supporting me over the past nine years. Shout out to my OGs who have been supporting me from the very beginning. Shout out to you guys who may have just stumbled upon this episode for the very first time. But no matter how you find me or where you found me or how long you've been here, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart, because I would not be able to do this if it wasn't for you. I mentioned before that the thing that keeps me going is knowing that what I have is meant to serve you. And if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't have anyone to serve. So thank you. Thank you so much for riding with me these past 9 years. Hopefully next year for year 10, COVID will be over and we can somehow all meet in person. But until then, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I will be chatting with you guys next week. Before you go, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Take a screenshot and share it with me over on Instagram at the Alicia Nicole. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to your favorite podcast streaming app and rate the show and leave a review. The more great ratings and reviews we receive, the more incredible women we are able to impact with our message. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Purpose to Service podcast.